WRCO-FM.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon. A reminder, the Lighthouse Chapel in Richland Center is serving a carry-out Thanksgiving meal. That is this evening. From now until 6, it's free of charge. And again, they've got some good food, turkey and dressing, and all the trimmings lined up for you tonight. The Lighthouse Chapel's Thanksgiving meal, it is again a carry-out event and going on tonight until 6. 38 degrees at WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Traffic already heavy today and airports busy kicking off what's expected to be the busiest travel period of the year. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more.
The TSA says they'll screen 18.3 million people starting on Tuesday. That's the projected get-out day, and 50,000 flights will take off. The agency is also urging travelers to brush up on the rules before they go, so your foods like gravy, cranberry sauce, wine, jams, all of that must be checked if it's more than 3.4 ounces.
First major snowfall of the season slamming the Northeast. New Jersey hit with 20 inches in some places, and in Pennsylvania, heavy wet snow. On the West Coast, strong winds, days of stormy weather of rock coastal communities in Northern California, widespread power outages now. Another nomination, President-elect Trump announcing Brooke Rollins for Secretary of Agriculture. Israeli Defense Forces releasing a statement today saying Hamas released footage allegedly showing a hostage in northern Gaza that had been killed. This is ABC News. Is the way to go. Tech gurus say Twitter owner Elon Musk's association with our newly elected president is attracting new users on another social media platform. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
Blue Sky surpassing 20 million users with a flood of new people, including celebrities like Lizzo, Gabrielle Union, and Ben Stiller.
They're talking to real people, not bots.
We spoke to the CEO, Jay Graber.
There's some politics. There's also a lot of sports, fandoms, people talking about art, a lot of artists posting their art.
The platform looks a lot like Twitter, and that's no accident. Blue Sky was invented there in 2019, hoping to give users more control over their data. But since then, it's been spun off, and today, it's its own independent app.
Hyundai, Kia, Genesis recalling more than 200,000 electric vehicles over an issue that could cause them to suddenly lose power while driving. They're blaming a battery charging system. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. The forecast for today calls for an overnight low of 31 tonight with light winds. Sunday, mostly cloudy and warmer, a 30% chance of drizzle later in the afternoon, a high of 46. Monday, cloudy with some drizzle or scattered light rain showers possible. Temperatures around 41 and falling. We could feel a few flurries later in the day on Monday. We have an east wind at 2 miles per hour following today's high of 42. It is 38 degrees. WRCO News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting stronger vaccination numbers as the peak season for respiratory viruses arrives. According to DHS officials, slightly more Wisconsin residents have been vaccinated for the flu and COVID this year. The overall increase may not be much, but it is a positive development after seeing a decrease in vaccination rates across the state in recent years. Health officials are advising more residents to get their vaccinations as outbreaks of COVID and the flu begin to pop up across the state. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum has again achieved accreditation by the American Alliance of Museums, the highest national recognition afforded to the nation's museums. This achievement reflects the excellence and professionalism of the entire Wisconsin Veterans Museum staff as they preserve and educate the public on Wisconsin's veteran history. Of the nation's estimated 33,000 museums, only about 1,100 are currently accredited. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum, which has been accredited since 1970, 1974, is one of only 21 museums in the state that have earned this distinction. Reaccreditation is the latest in a series of positive steps in Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs plans to construct a new state-of-the-art facility on the Capitol Square. Earlier this year, the state legislature gave the project a vote of confidence when they included funds to purchase the current building, which can only display 3% of the collection to the public. That was followed by unanimous approval of expending those funds by the Wisconsin State Building Commission. Over a month has passed since farmers in western Wisconsin were forced to give away chickens after a poultry producer went out of business, and now they're struggling to stay afloat. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Fallout continues in western Wisconsin after a Minnesota poultry producer went bankrupt, leaving farmers in three states on the hook for hundreds of thousands of chickens with no money or food to take care of them. Now, barns sit empty and farmers are out of work. Congressman Derek Van Orden criticized the USDA for a lack of accountability and said his office hadn't heard from the agency about $50 million that it gave to the poultry producer a year and a half ago in the form of federal grants. State governments in Minnesota and Iowa stepped in and made farmers euthanize the birds, but here in Wisconsin, no law exists for this type of situation, so some farmers took to giving the chickens away instead. In Trumbull County, that amounted to tens of thousands of free chickens, but also tens of thousands of dollars worth of feed, with no relief coming from either the state or federal government. The poultry barn owners said that they've been in contact with Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin about the situation. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Between Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, nearly 50 farmers were affected, and nearly 2 million chickens were killed or given away. When you hear the word cannabis, you probably think marijuana, which is illegal in Wisconsin, but Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has more.
Professors at UWSP say the plant can be used for much more than creating a recreational drug, like being able to clean up PFAS in the soil. Biology professor Brian Berenger is spearheading a new program that aims to teach students about cannabis science and put to rest any misconceptions about the plant. Berenger says that cannabis is a fast-growing industry, and there are several career fields this program can help students get into. The program consists of three courses that cover cannabis history, growing environments, and the chemistry of the plant. They are currently taking enrollments for graduate students in the spring, and undergrads will be able to enroll next fall. I'm Brittany Merlot.
The American Red Cross is asking you to gather your friends and be there for others by making a blood or platelet donation. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. Your help is much appreciated. Two blood drives will be held Monday. The first will be from 9 until 3 at the Sauk County Public Health Department in Baraboo. The second will be from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Appointments are preferred by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Today's opening day of the 9-day gun deer season. Conservation Warden Cody Adams says there aren't a lot of changes this year in regulations.
One of the main ones that's new this year is that air guns are now legal for the pursuit of white-tailed deer under a firearm deer license. Air bows, we've had some questions. They do make an air bow. That is still illegal. You cannot use an air bow. But for hunters who maybe in the past were not able to possess a firearm, an air gun is not considered a firearm in the state of Wisconsin. And an air gun is now legal to harvest game. So that's one of the changes that we're seeing this year. And then the only other change also is junior antlerless harvest authorizations are valid any land type anywhere in the state. So all kids will be given an antlerless tag and they can be used on private land or public land anywhere in the state. So those are really the only two changes we have for the deer season this year.
It is important for all hunters to do their part and keep Wisconsin a safe place to hunt.
Unfortunately, we've had a handful of people who are shot who are walking their dogs. You know, again, those four rules of firearm safety, if every one of those rules are followed, it's impossible to be responsible for a hunting accident. A quick refresher on those, the acronym that we use is TABK. Treat every firearm as if it were loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be sure of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. If every one of those are followed, you will not be responsible for a hunting accident.
Additionally, anyone born on or after January 1st, 1973 must have a hunter education certification to purchase a hunting license unless hunting under the mentored hunting law. Adams praises hunter safety instructors for their efforts in making hunting safety a priority.
Hats off to all of our hunter safety instructors throughout the state. You know, last year we didn't have a single hunting fatality. I think the year before that, 2023, there was one. And when you look, we have around 600,000 licensed hunters in the state of Wisconsin, and we don't have a single hunting fatality last year. You know, that's pretty good.
Learn more about safe hunting in Wisconsin and register to take a hunter education course on the DNR's Outdoor Skills webpage. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced that his staff will be available for mobile office hours. Staff will be at the Platteville Public Library Monday from 4 until 5, and at the Kilbourne Public Library in Wisconsin Dells Tuesday from 3:30 until 4:30. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters. Governor Tony Evers has granted another 172 pardons, bringing his total number of pardons granted to 1,436. The Wisconsin Constitution grants the governor the power to pardon individuals convicted of a crime. A pardon is an official act of forgiveness that restores rights lost when someone is convicted of a felony, including the right to serve on a jury, hold public office, and hold certain professional licenses. A pardon does not expunge court records. Individuals convicted of a Wisconsin felony may apply for a pardon if they have completed their sentence at least 5 years ago and have no pending criminal charges. Individuals currently required to register on the sex offender registry are ineligible for pardon. The burglary of a Buck star's home could be connected to other break-ins at other athletes' estates. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
A string of home burglaries targeting professional athletes has caught the attention of investigators who are now exploring potential connections between the incidents. The latest victim, Milwaukee Bucks forward Bobby Portis, had his River Hills home burglarized earlier this month, with authorities noting similarities to break-ins at the residences of NFL stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. The investigation also includes a September burglary at Minnesota Timberwolves player Mike Conley's home. It suggested that there's a possible trend in high-profile athlete home invasions.
Coming up, the vital statistics, also a look at weekend weather, and a check of sports here during our news update from WRCO.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This Veterans Day and throughout November, we stand united in honoring our veterans. Your dedication and bravery are an inspiration. This announcement is sponsored by Arthur's Supper Club, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Advanced Contracting Solutions, and Right Way Plaza.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. For a limited time, get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry for the holidays. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town CountryRC.com.
Here are today's vital statistics. Eva Ann Schilling, 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 20th at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday, December 20th from 10 until the service time at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements for Eva Ann Schilling, age 91.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, fairly cloudy weather will continue here into tomorrow and Monday thanks to a low-pressure system sliding in from the west. This could deliver us some light precipitation from tomorrow afternoon into Monday, mostly in the form of drizzle or light rain. Where it's a bit colder, there could be an inch or two of snow Monday in northwest and northern Wisconsin. And as the colder air filters in here, we could see a few flurries or snow showers late Monday as well. It will gradually turn colder next week as we head through Thanksgiving and beyond. As polar air sweeps down across the upper Midwest, not a whole lot of precipitation with it. A few flurries off and on, some lake effect snow, of course, up in far northern Wisconsin. But you'll definitely need the winter clothing as we get deeper into next week. Here's that forecast now for tonight, generally mostly cloudy, low temperature about 31, and the winds light. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer, 30% chance of drizzle developing by mid to late afternoon. High temperature about 46, wind southeast up to 5. Tomorrow night, chance of drizzle or scattered light rain, fog as well, low in the mid-30s. Monday, cloudy with some drizzle or scattered light rain possible. That could change over to snow flurries by late afternoon. High near 41 in the late morning and then falling into the 30s as winds become northwest 10 to 20. Heading into Tuesday, blustery with a partly cloudy sky. Low 19 degrees, high about 33. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy and cool. Chance of a couple of flurries in the afternoon to evening. Low in the upper teens with a high near 33. For Thanksgiving, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of flurries or light snow showers. Low once again in the upper teens with a high near 31. And Friday, partly sunny, breezy and chilly, chance of flurries. Low 14 degrees with a high near 28. Have yourself a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. 38 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 40. We did pick up a trace of precipitation, some rain and snow. The morning low today was 33. Record high 63 in 1931. Record low 4 degrees below zero in 1989. Last year's high was 40, while the low was 25. Sunset will occur at 4:31 tomorrow afternoon, following the morning sunrise time of 6 minutes after 7. Right now, the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.05. No precipitation today. We have cloudy skies, and we're at 38 after a high today of 42 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Don't miss the Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Get a sofa love seat set for only $699.99 or save up to $500 with their Black Friday coupons. Plus, all home decor and accessories is 25% off. And don't forget to check out the new products from FlexSteel and the highly rated Nectar mattresses. Shop the Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available. WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Local sports from last night in area girls basketball. It was Portage edging Richland Center 42-39. Scholesburg over Kickapoo 56-45. Prairie du Chien 68, La Crosse Logan 23. Cuba City over Columbus 70-35. And Pittsville 56-28 over New Lisbon. State football champions crowned in the top three divisions yesterday. Division 3 won by Notre Dame 49-28 over Catholic Memorial. Slinger beat Rice Lake 31-30, and in Division 1, Bayport 25, Muskego 18. Also in playoff football today, the WEAC teams are representing in the postseason. Wisconsin La Crosse picked up a 59-14 win over Northwestern St. Paul. They'll advance to play against St. John's next Saturday, November 30th. Also today, the Wheaton football team competing in the fourth annual Culver's Isthmus Bowl, which is happening. The Thunder facing Stout for the first time as Wheaton takes on its appearance in the Isthmus Bowl since first time since it began in 2021. And that final score, Wisconsin Stout got the win over Wheaton, 35-32, the final. Also, Wisconsin Platteville taking on Wartburg College in the next round of the Division III NJCAA football action. Will Howard passed for two touchdowns and rushed for another. Trayvon Henderson ran for a score. And number 2 Ohio State beat previously undefeated number 5 Indiana 38-15 today. All Ohio State has to do now is beat Michigan at home next Saturday and will earn a return to the Big Ten championship game for the first time since 2020 and get a rematch with number 1 Oregon. The Ducks beat Ohio State 32-31 in a wild one back on October 12th. Luke Admire found Pat Bryant for a catch-and-run 40-yard touchdown pass with 4 seconds left, sending number 24 Illinois to a wild 38-31 victory over Rutgers. Illinois was down 31-30 when it sent long kicker Ethan Mozuski out for a desperation 58-yard field goal with 14 seconds left. Rutgers coach Greg Schiano then called for a timeout right before the attempt was wide left at about 15 yards short. After the missed field goal was waved off by the timeout, Illinois coach Brett Bielema sent his offense back on the field. Altmaier hit Bryant on an in-cut on the left side of the 22, and he continued to cross the field and scored untouched. The Badgers currently trailing Nebraska 37-25 in that Big Ten football game. It's got about 8 minutes to go in today's contest. Aiden Childs threw for 2 scores in the first half to build a 3-touchdown lead, and Michigan State held on to beat Purdue 24-17. John Blackwell scored 17, John Tanya added 15, and number 19 Wisconsin rode a hot start to an 86-70 victory over UCF in the Greenbrier tip-off game. So the Badgers will be meeting Pittsburgh in the championship game on Sunday. Tip-off time will be at 4, and you can hear the broadcast of the game on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, also online at WRCE.fm and on the Civic Media app. Pregame starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Today in men's basketball, Wisconsin La Crosse was a winner over Johns Hopkins 76-59. Illinois was a winner over UMES by a score of 87-40. And also Purdue beat Marshall 80-45 in college basketball. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 37 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds for his second triple-double in the last 4 games, and the Bucks beat the Pacers 129-117. Last night, Giannis had 22 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Bucks will be back into action this evening. They have won 3 straight and 5 of their last 6. And 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy will miss Sunday's game against the Packers with a sore throwing shoulder. Purdy injured his right shoulder in last Sunday's loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Pre-game time coming up tomorrow at 1 on WRCO FM 100.9. Packer football will kick off then about 3:25. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
It's JCPenney's best Black Friday ever. Shop thousands of deals all week long, like $14.99 small appliances from Cooks or Black & Decker. Get boots and more boots for women just $19.99. And cozy up to the women's St. John's Bay Cable, the sweater lived in and loved by millions, now $9.99. There's even a matching sweater for your dog. More holiday, bigger savings. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles through 11/30. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Our Retro Saturday continues on WRCO with the Backtrackin' Show. It's coming up next. And a full night of music on Those Were the Days between 6 and midnight.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Again, everyone, and welcome to the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you as we get set to go back in time and relive some of the glory days of the 70s and 80s. We'll be featuring 1979 tonight, and this song was a huge one for Michael Jackson this very weekend. Back then,
you could keep on because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like you make me feel like
Michael Jackson doing well this weekend in 1979. In 1974, making headlines after years of saying he would never do it, Marty Balin joined Jefferson Starship on stage at the Winterland in San Francisco. And they would later go on to record an album called Red Octopus and an album that yielded a big hit single with Marty Balin singing the lead in 1975. This is the Backtrackin' Show from WRCO, and later on tonight, we'll be taking you back with all kind of tracks on Those Were the Days, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. And we'll be stopping and parking for a time in the year of 1976. We'll give you a little preview of that year. This song was the number two record in the nation. This is Gordon Lightfoot on the Backtrackin' Show.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound. Every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up or dead when the gales of November come early.
Gordon Lightfoot and the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a song that was on the charts almost a year following that tragic accident on the Great Lakes, which happened in 1975 on November 10th. And then by the 20th of November, that song was number two in the nation in 1976, a little over a year later. This is the Backtracking Show.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. No Shave November is upon us. It's that time of year when deer hunters refuse to shave until they harvest a buck during gun season. I've never really understood that. First of all, I can't grow much of a beard, and even if I could, at my age, it would be white. But when I've tried, I've never been able to get past the first 4 or 5 days of itchiness. I have to shave because otherwise it would drive me crazier than I already am. But I also think it's just a huge superstition. I have harvested bucks even after shaving regularly, so it's really not a matter of good luck from growing a beard. Our desire for achievement should not rest on good luck charms or superstitions. We should put our faith in solid things, hard work, integrity, and righteousness. But ultimately, our faith is best placed on the solid rock, the rock of our salvation. There is no better achievement than to know that there is a crown of glory waiting for us in heaven, and that only comes from faith in the one who paid the ultimate price for our forgiveness through his blood shed for us on the cross. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. He's a much more sure thing than a November beard.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
38 degrees at WRCO Studios. Today, as we head towards 6, we'll have more backtracking for you coming up in just a moment.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV and Appliance at Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. For a limited time, get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry for the holidays. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town CountryRC.com.
Backtracking WRCO.
Celebrity birthdays during this weekend in backtracking chart history. Joe Walsh, longtime member of the Eagles. Before that, the James Gang, which they're back together again from time to time. Joe Walsh was born in 1947. Let's go back to 1978 and an album called But Seriously, Folks. Thank you for going backtracking with us here on WRCO Radio as we head toward our 6 o'clock destination. And those were the days. This is the pregame show for that program. A little Xanadu music for you. This song charted well in 1980 for Olivia Newton-John.
Now, there's no other road to take.
Oh, yes, it is always fun going backtracking with you, and we'll have more great tunes and times coming up a little later on tonight as well, right here on WRCO-FM 100.9, the home of those with an A's. Also, thanks for joining us online at WRCO.com as we head toward the heart of the night. This one from 1979, a backtracking classic from Poco.
Still Poco from the Legend album in Heart of the Night. Some good memories on the Backtracking Show. Thanks for taking us along on a Saturday. Phil Lee inviting you to stay tuned for more great tunes here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Santa Claus is coming to Arena, Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VIP.